weak.
Yes.
The anemic.
Yeah.
The injured.
Oh.
They're looking for one out there just limping around. And the devil says, oh, there's one that's been hurt. Just like a Christian limping around with hurt feelings.
Good women say amen.
Oh, that you limp around out there with hurt feelings, you're making yourself susceptible to the wiles, the works, the words of Satan. It won't be long before he devoured you.
Amen.
That's why we need revival.
Amen.
Perpetual constant. The Bible says revival for survival. Amen. I'm not talking about a survival that just hanging on and wait till Jesus comes. But a revival that will survive to thrive.
Amen.
In this wicked, ungodly, filthy, vile society, mark it down, neighbor. It doesn't matter what dark cloud of discouragement and wickedness that hangs over your head. You can have revival.
Amen.
The power of God can give it to you.
That's right.
Are you with me, say? God has allowed you to be a candidate for this revival and this church. The only hope for this community is that the church.
Amen.
The church.
Amen.
And others that have revival.
Amen.
That's their only hope.
Revival
for survival.
Amen.
We see some definite elements that are involved here in revival. We see to have real revival, we must recognize the place of revival.
Amen.
Who's with us? Say amen.
Amen.
The place of revival. I have heard that prayer and have what? Chosen this place.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? To know that God has a dedicated, determined, specific, special, separated, sanctified place.
Amen.
Amen.
That He wants the child of God to get to.
Amen.
If we're going to have the revival that God wants us to have,
amen,
a place of sacrifice, a place,
amen,
of surrender.
Amen.
Are you with me? Say
amen.
A place,
amen,
of service. And oh, listen, if there's ever a time where you need to determine to get to that place, it's today.
Yep.
That place is the will of God.
Amen.
Are you in God's will?
Amen.
Are you in the direct center of God's will?
Amen.
That is a specific chosen, a place where God will pour out His power and pour out His Spirit and pour out His blessings.
Amen.
No, listen, we've got to get to that place. We're living in a day and age where things are out of place.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You look at society today, neighbor. They call evil good and good evil. You talk about being out of place. Have you ever watched professional football? Another rival team of the Minnesota Vikings. My team. That's where I'm from. We hate the Green Bay Packers.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
In good Christian love. Yeah, but old Brett Favre, man, he will come in there and he would always win the game and played all those years. Now, all of a sudden, he's playing for the Minnesota Vikings. Who's with me?
Yeah.
The first time I saw him run out of the tunnel dressed in purple and gold, I'm talking to you, that was about as out of place as a same-sex marriage. That's how strange it was to me. You talk about out of place, Brett Favre playing for the Vikings, that don't make sense.
Are you with me, say?
But there's a problem in society today. It's out of place.
Oh,
God's been out of home.
Yes,
out of place.
Right.
I mean, listen, God intended for dad to be the spiritual leader.
Amen.
Be the spiritual leader in your home.
Amen.
Take control and be the leader. And be the example of the spirituality and godliness and holiness that God wants you to be.
That's
the place. And the wives in submission and the children. When the Bible says that you're going to have the place of God, you better obey your parents.
Amen.
But never, it's out of place today.
Yeah.
The kids are running the home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't raised in a Christian family, but I'm telling you, the kids didn't run the home. My dad, he's in that gray area of old school and caveman. You didn't do what you were told, man. You were in bad trouble. Who's with me? But I'm telling you what, society is out of place. Just like the Bible says, as a bird that wandereth from his nest, so is a man that wandereth from the Lord.
Yeah.
That wandereth from his place. Who's with me?
Yeah.
The little bird chirping away in that nest, thinking it's going to be able to get out there, jumped on a limb, runs out on a limb, and gets big and brave, all of a sudden falls down to the ground. It starts to chirp and chirp and chirp and realizes, man, I'm in bad trouble. Yeah. And all of a sudden, here comes Mr. Alley Cat. And I'll be able to open the blessing to you. Who's with me? Oh, we had a cat when I was a kid. His name was Lincoln. I called him Stinking Lincoln. But we'd come outside, and there he had some bird laying there on the step that he would capture. He loved capturing him. And killing them birds, but I'm telling you, never. That's the problem today in society. We're out of place. Are you in God's will?
Yeah.
There's no greater joy than being in the direct center of God's will.
Amen.
There's no greater confidence than being in the direct center of God's will. Are you with me? Say amen. God called me to be an evangelist back in 1982. Went to Bible college and married a girl there, and she felt like God wanted her to marry a preacher. And it was strange to him when God called me to be an evangelist. Had my children. Went on the road in 1991. Traveled around the country. It's evolved now to where I travel by myself. But my wife and kids are at home. I'll preach about 30 revival me. I got a 13-year-old red-headed, blue-eyed baby girl. She'll call me on the phone. Daddy, when are you coming home? You don't think that pulls your heartstrings? Never! Who's with me? Say amen. When you coming home, you've been gone the road, gone long enough, and we pray and explain to him the will of God once again in all of that. And here I am down here in Puerto Rico preaching the gospel message of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My family back home wondering when I'm going to be coming home, but mark it down, neighbor, there's no greater joy, no greater confidence. You're in the direct center of God's
Amen.
Will.
Amen.
Right there in God's place.
Amen.
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 No, listen. God's people need to get to that place.
Yeah.
There's a place that we need to understand. No, where is that place? There was a day when God blessed America. Why? Because America went to church.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if you were Catholic. It didn't matter if you whatever. That means church. Nothing was open on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh. It went to church.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gotten out of place today.
Yeah. Yeah.
The church isn't important anymore.
Come on.
Oh, listen, that's the place that God has sanctified.
Amen.
That's the place that God has stewarded. Yeah. That's the place where God's people will receive the power and presence of God in the house of God. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves in the manner some is, but exhorting one another so much more. And to see the day approaching. You know how important church is to Jesus?
Oh,
the Bible says, take ye themselves and all the flock over to which the Holy Ghost has made overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood.
Amen.
That's how important church is to God. He purchased it with his own blood.
Amen.
We got Christians today that are just flippant about church.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
They're just casual about church.
Yes, sir.
And people are out of place.
Yeah.
We now have revival.
Come on.
Until we recognize
Amen.
The importance of that place.
Yes, sir.
There's a place of revival, and then there's a people, the Bible says, involving revival. Who are the people? God's people.
Amen. Amen.
Revivals are not going to come through the White House.
Come on.
Amen.
And not going to come through any other institution but the church.
Yeah.
But through God's people. Stop blaming the Republicans.
Come on.
Stop blaming the Democrats. Stop blaming the president. Stop blaming the pope. Stop blaming everything else for your troubles and your times and all the things that you're experiencing today. Realize that God has a plan. God has a purpose for your life. And if you just recognize there's a place and there is a people.
Amen.
Saved people.
Amen.
God's people. Who have an old soul salvation. What type of people are God's people? Humble people. God's people are humble people.
Yes, yes.
Not proud.
Oh.
Not haughty.
Yes.
Not arrogant.
Oh.
But humble people.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that in the book of Isaiah chapter 57 And verse 15, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place. With him also the contrite and humble spirit to revive, are you with me?
Yes.
The spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. That's God's people.
Yeah.
They're humble.
Amen.
They're not hard. They're not honey. They're not hateful.
Yes.
Who's with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Oh, how we need to humble ourselves in the sight of God. Amen. He said, my people are humble. My people are hungry and seek my face.
Amen.
Who's with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Oh, we're not having revival until we get hungry for it.
Amen.
We'll be hungry, thirsty, yearning, have a desire to have a heart. And have that hunger and thirst. For the Bible says in Psalm 63, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee.
Amen.
My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in thy sanctuary. Amen.
Amen.
Did you seek God today?
Amen.
Did you get on your face and pray?
Mm.
And humble yourself. And read your Bible. You may have revival. You need to read your Bible. They're seeking God.
Amen.
People today are seeking other things.
Yep.
They're seeking the world. Demons have forsaken me, having loved this present world.
Yeah.
There he was with Paul.
Yep.
He was a helper. He was a blessing. But now he forsook.
Yep.
Why? He got his eyes on the world. No longer hungry. You need to get hungry. For God. I preached for a guy in Toledo, Ohio. Andy Edwards. I don't know if you know him, Brother Martinez, but Andy Edwards, he had a deer farm. He raised deer. Mm-hmm. I mean, he raised them up from little big farms. And then big ball coming out of big old rack, 14, 16 points.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. He said, I got a neighbor who's got big old deer. Let's go down and see it. 40 acres. All kind of deer. We get there, no deer. He said, man, they must have sold it. I'm sorry. They're not here. The owners come out. He said, preacher, I didn't hear you. He said, I got a visiting preacher with me. I wanted to show him all your deer, but I don't see it. He said, oh, they're out there. Hold on a second. He went over next to the fence. There was a big 55 gallon drum, a barrel. And he grabbed the lid of that barrel. He just started pounding it on top of that barrel. Here comes all the deer. Who's with me?
Amen.
Huh? What will they do? What will they do? They associate that sound with what? Deer feed.
Yeah.
Do you know why they come out there? They're hungry.
Yeah.
They were hungry. People say, Brother Murphy, why are you always up there? Why are you always pounding on the pole? I'm just jiggling the lid. I'm going to see who's hungry.
Everybody.
Who won't come to hold the head of God. Have revival. Amen.
Amen.
Are we hungry
Amen.
For God? He said, my people. Humble, hungry, holy, turn from your wicked way. Amen? The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 7, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You don't have revival when there's pornography, wickedness, and a bad attitude. They're allowing the filth of this world to taste. To pollute, to sour your attitude. The Bible says holy.
Amen.
I'm not talking about being some type of a Pharisee.
Come on, preacher.
You know, just because your Bible is bigger than my Bible doesn't make you more spiritual than I am.
Amen.
And people like that, amen.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about God's people living a good, godly, clean life. But the Bible says in Titus, holy. Godly, righteous in this present world. Amen.
Amen.
That's a revival.
That's right.
That God will give us.
Amen.
That's the people of revival.
Amen.
We found a place of revival. I'm sanctified. And the people of revival. And then he said, they are people humble, and they are hungry, and they are holy, and they are happy. Amen.
Amen.
How about happy? Being happy in your Christianity. And don't get discouraged. Let something steal away your joy.
Amen.
And then we see not only the place and the people, but we see the promise for it. Who's with me?
Amen.
Now, there's one thing you can bank on more than anything else is the promise of God.
Amen.
If God says it, it'll happen.
Amen.
Amen. And hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie, promised before the world begun. Amen.
Amen.
He promised to give us revival.
Amen.
And oh, listen, God will never forsake it, never leave us, never lie to us. His promises are solid. Amen.
Amen.
It's a concrete promise from Almighty God.
Amen.
That if we just be willing to recognize these things concerning revival, He will hear. He will heal. He will forgive. He'll manifest Himself. He'll give us the perpetual revival that we need.
Amen.
That will make a difference in society today.
Amen.
I remember when I was a kid, my dad trying to teach me to swim would set me up on the edge of the pool, and we'd go to the deep end about 7-8 feet, and he'd say, "Daryl, I want you to jump in the water." I don't know how to swim. I jump in the water. I'm going to drown. He said, "Don't worry about drowning. Your daddy's right here. I'm not going to let you drown. I'm not going to let you drown. You just trust me. I promise I'm not going to let you drown."
Amen.
And I knew when my dad made a promise, neighbor, it was concrete. I just jumped in the water.
Amen.
And paddle around the best I can, start going under. He hold me up. He hold me up. I paddle around the best I can. I start going. He bring me back up. He bring me back up. Until eventually I was able to swim.
Amen.
Amen. Who's with me?
Amen.
Amen. God's telling us to jump.
Amen.
Yep.
What are we willing to do? He said, listen, revival for survival. Understand. In order to have that perpetual revival, understand there's a place. When you get to that place, some people have wandered from the place. There's a people. Did you fall into that category? Of the people of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And why don't we just trust in the promise?
Amen.
Why don't we just trust in the promise of God as He speaks our heart about something? I'm sure several years ago, God spoke to your pastor's heart. Brother Martinez Hart, these men spoke to him about going somewhere and surrendering to do it.
Amen.
I'm sure it was fearful at the time. I'm sure it was a little bit difficult to really see beyond some things at the time. But praise God, they were willing to jump.
Amen.
And trust the promise of God.
Amen.
Oh, listen, God wants you.
Amen.
God wants you to understand the promise. It takes faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God.
That's right.
The Bible says, that which is not of faith is sin. And if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Amen?
Yeah.
Revival for survival. That's your only hope. That's your only hope for the next generation.
Amen.
That's your only hope for this church. That's your only hope for this. Let's understand. Revival for survival. Let's pray. Father, thank you for you, Lord. I pray you take this message. Help us to recognize the truth of it. I pray, dear God, you'll help each and every one of us to understand how important it is to get to that place. How important it is to recognize the qualifications of the people of God and the promise. Help us to claim it. Help us to claim the promise. As if my eyes are closed, I'm even to say, God spoke to my heart. I want that perpetual revival. Lift your hand up big and high over the building. Lift it up there big and high. I want that revival. You put your hands down. And then we give the invitation. But get on this altar. Are you in the will of God?
Amen.
Maybe you're not in that place. Come and pray and say, "Lord, I want to be in that place. I want to be that person. I want to be the people. I'm going to claim your promise. I'm going to do it." God spoke your heart. Once you come, get on this old-fashioned altar. Right now, don't tarry. Don't delay. Take that step of faith. Are you willing to do it? For the cause of Christ, for revival, for survival. That's the only thing that is going to allow us to have the impact and to have the influence that God wants us to have.
Amen.
God spoke your heart. Don't tarry, don't delay. Are you 100% sure you're saved? not. Come on, let us take the Bible. Let us take the Bible. Are you willing to open up that heart? If I shut up heaven, are you willing to open up that heart, open up that line, open up to whatever God wants to reveal in your life? God spoke to you. Come right now, Pastor.
When you come, there's a great message, great challenge from the Word of God. Let tonight pass and leave out of here knowing that God touched your heart, but you close it back up to Him. More than you come, talk with the Lord down here at the altar. If you need somebody to pray with, you ask some questions, let us know. We'd be glad to pray for you. Anyone that needs to come.